We're going to explore some of 2015's most popular stories on our website, keranews.org. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, joins me now to take us on an online tour of 2015. Hi, Eric.
Hey, BJ.
Well, let me guess. Some of the most read stories were based on big news events.
You're definitely right, and the weather in particular. A lot of people read our coverage about the tornadoes that ripped through North Texas the day after Christmas. And weather is always a topic that drives folks to keranews.org. Back in May, another weather story finished number 16 on the list of our most read stories, how the rain drowned the drought in North Texas. KERA's Courtney Collins traveled up to Lewisville.
Corrine Gowan was thrilled to spend a day on the water.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I love seeing all this water. I actually feel like I'm in the ocean right now.
What about some only in Texas tales?
Homecoming mums are popular at Texas high schools in the fall, and they're popular online. Our story from fall 2014 held on to be number 8 for 2015. It explores why the mums are so appealing.
If you haven't been in high school for a while, mums are heavy and getting heavier. Rather than being pinned to a dress, a mum now hangs like a medal around a girl's neck.
Then there was a story that finished number 10 for the year about a woman who went to the Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo. She ate 3 72-ounce steaks and all the fixings in just 20 minutes.
Oh, Texans sure love their meat. And I know they love reading about trails and trains.
They sure do. KERA's Stephanie Quo reported on plans for a 64-mile bike superhighway, a series of trails that will connect Dallas and Fort Worth. She focused on the latest piece of that bike highway, a new bike trail between Irving and Grand Prairie.
County Commissioner Elba Garcia says the trail was a team effort.
That is exciting. When you're talking about connectivity, when you're talking about economic development, when you're talking about how bringing people together, trails are the way to do it.
Every time Stephanie reports on that bike superhighway, our readers love it. Two of those stories finished in our top 20. Stephanie also hit number 20 with a report on folks who are trying to stop the Dallas to Houston bullet train that would get you from one city to the other in just 90 minutes. But some folks in Ennis aren't happy because they might have to move to make way for the train.
So what were the most popular stories on KERANews.org?
Drum roll, please. Number 5 on the list, the Texas slam poet who performed an ode to Whataburger. Amir Safi, a Houston poet, read his love letter to the burger chain at the Texas Grand Slam Poetry Festival.
We are knelt before you in drive-through and car seat or strangely shaped table that consists of half booth, half chairs. We have come to receive your honey butter chicken blessings.
At number 2, a piece about schools that are letting kids have recess 4 times a day. KERA's Christopher Connolly visited Eagle Mountain Elementary School.
6-year-old Journey Orbaugh, in an off-white princess dress, prefers to spend her time playing family.
You just get a bunch of people and then you just act like who you want to be.
She likes to be the mom most times. Journey gets more opportunities to roleplay because recess here happens a lot.
And our number one story, where's that drum roll? It's KERA's Texas Bucket List, 39 things you should do in Texas before you die. Things like go see the Blue Bonnets in Ennis, catch a stargazing party at the McDonald Observatory in West Texas, and so much more. That bucket list was our most popular story last year, and it is again this year. An oldie, but a goodie.
Eric Austin, thank you so much.
Thanks, BJ.
And in case you're curious, we have a list of our 20 most read stories on KERANews.org.